What does your dream life look like 1 year from now? In this episode, we're going beyond business goals and focusing on designing a lifestyle you love. From upgrading your day-to-day routines to aligning your business to fund your vision, we'll connect the dots to make that dream a reality. Let's plan smarter so your business works for you, not the other way around. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. This is going to be the second episode in our series, Dream Big, Plan Smart. So if you haven't listened to the first episode, I highly encourage you to take a pause on this one, step back to episode 78 and roll through that one first. Make sure you download the workbook so that you're ready and prepared for this episode. We're going to take 5 weeks here on the podcast to dive into this strategy and framework that I use for myself as well as my clients so that we can dream big and plan smart, so that we can design a business that actually supports our life. So today we're going to dive into something that I think is both exciting, at least for me it is, but also important, and that's looking at designing your year. And when I say designing your year, I don't just mean your business goals or your revenue targets. We're actually going to take a step back and think bigger than that. We're going to dream about what we want our life to look like a year from now. Yes, you heard that right. I said life, because your business should support the life you want, not the other way around. So this idea was actually inspired by Cameron Harold, who's a brilliant COO and author of the book Double Double. And in it, he shares an exercise where you look ahead 3 years into the future and imagine where you want to be. For today, we're just going to zoom in and focus on just 1 year ahead. To me, a year feels more tangible, more within reach, but still gives you enough room to make meaningful changes. So I want you to imagine it's 1 year from today. As I'm recording this, it's early January 2025, but you take 1 year from wherever you are today. You're waking up, you're starting your day. What does it look like? How are you feeling as you go about your morning? What fills your day? What are you doing? Who are you spending time with? And then at the end of the day, how are you wrapping up your evening before you go to bed? This isn't just about your business. It's about your whole life, your routines, your relationships, your hobbies, and what makes you feel fulfilled, like you're filling your cup. So I want to share a story with you. A few years ago, I did this exercise for myself, and I quickly realized I was spending so much time in my business that I wasn't making space for the things I truly wanted. Things like having a leisurely morning, right? Not rushing, getting out of bed, getting down to the computer and opening that email first thing. Going on more trips with my family. and making time for those hobbies that really spark joy for me. Those small shifts I imagined, like starting my mornings for me instead of rushing into the emails, they didn't really seem like much at first. But when I actually committed to making them happen, they completely changed how I felt about my days and my business. So let's think about what you want to be different a year from now. Just like me, these don't have to be huge, life-altering changes. Sometimes the smallest adjustments can have the biggest impact. So what's going to bring you closer to the life you dream of? Maybe it's carving out more time for yourself. Maybe it's prioritizing your health. Or maybe it's finally pursuing that creative hobby that you've been putting off for years. Maybe it's about upgrading an area of your life, like improving your home, or investing in new furniture, or even changing your daily schedule so that you can have more freedom. So here's where it gets practical. Ask yourself, what will it take to make those upgrades happen? Some might require nothing more than a little bit of planning, like blocking some time on your calendar or setting aside a budget in order to save for something. But others might be much bigger, like hiring help in your business or making a significant investment in something that's important to you. The key here is to be intentional. Don't let these ideas just stay as someday thoughts. I want you to bring them into focus. All right, now let's shift a little bit into your business. What upgrades would help your business run more smoothly so that it can actually support that dream life that you're imagining? Maybe you need to delegate more. Maybe you need to invest in better tech. Or finally take that leap on a rebrand or updating your website. Or maybe it's about refining your operations on the back end so you can spend less time on busy work and more time on those high-impact activities. And here's where we're going to connect the dots. Your business should fund the lifestyle you want. But how often do we, as small business owners, just scrape by with the crumbs that are left over at the end of the month? That's not sustainable. And I suspect that you're not in business for that kind of setup. If you want a profitable, long-term business, it needs to pay you on a consistent basis. It needs to pay you a reasonable amount that covers your lifestyle and your bills without causing you more stress. And this is where tools like the Get Paid Like a CEO calculator really come in. If you're wondering how to figure out exactly what your business needs to pay you, this tool makes it really simple. It walks you through calculating the revenue you need to hit your paycheck goals. If you haven't got this tool yet, I highly recommend you drop into the show notes, click the link there, and grab this calculator, because in less than about half an hour, you can have these numbers crunched, you can reverse engineer, and know exactly what you need to pay yourself. The workbook for this series, which you can get at ceoamplify.ca/dream-big, again, that'll be in the show notes, also has space for you to transfer those numbers from the Get Paid Like a CEO calculator, so everything stays organized as we move through this process. All right, so once you've calculated what you need to support your dream lifestyle, take a moment and compare it to where you are today. Are the numbers even close? And if there's a gap, how big? And this is where the fun actually begins. This is where you get to play with the numbers. You get to explore different possibilities and start getting clear on what needs to shift in your business in order to close that gap. This is the beginning of aligning your business with the life that you truly want. Next week on the episode, we're going to dive deeper into your business itself and ensure it's not only supporting your goals, but also setting you up to thrive in the long run. I hope you're as excited as I am to keep building on this foundation and creating a year, both a life and a business that feels aligned, intentional, and fulfilling. So grab your workbook, take some time to dream and reflect, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.